Well, it's the beginning of the British touring car season, Donington Park, and if you listen very carefully, that sound is rain, Jacob. It is tipping down here, isn't it?
It is torrential, but it should be a good day.
Absolutely. It was interesting yesterday through qualifying as well. We'll talk about that in a moment. Bert, you're kicking off the season again here at the British Touring Car Championship, bringing clients, using that as part of your business and your strategy, your marketing strategy. Obviously, you're continuing from last year. It must have proved useful.
The past couple of years have really been insightful for us as a business. We've had time to evaluate what we've done and then, you know, certain other opportunities, which I'm sure we'll come on to, have sort of popped up into our space. So we're excited to get going on another fantastic year.
Yeah. How is business? I mean, we've come out of COVID and we spoke last season about the transition back into whatever normality might be. But how are things?
Business is fantastic. In fact, you know, myself and Jamie, our MD, have really been driving hard on new business as well as, you know, keeping existing business that we already have. And ultimately, that's, you know, led to us having a lot of new faces here with us today. But as a whole, I think, yeah, the year has been pretty special.
Has the business model changed at all in terms of where the bulk of your activity comes from and the types of logistics that you use?
We've diversified quite a lot over the past couple of years. You know, we were always so heavily based around sea freight, whereas over the past couple of years, we've really diversified and invested in the teams to make sure that we're covering all bases, you know, to make sure that we can continue to service our clients as best as we can.
Mm. We've talked before about your broad-based marketing strategy, but using motor racing in the way that some people use golf courses. I don't know if you play golf. I can't hit a golf ball to save my life. But this suits your purpose, and I know you're a motor racing fan as well. How are you going to develop that and use it through the season?
Yeah, so we're all big motorsport fans at Fenix Freight, you know, and then we've got opportunities to bring our clients along on a day like today, you know, get them within the suite and have the conversations that we might otherwise have in the boardroom, you know. The idea around that is to pull people into a bit more of an informal setting, a bit more of a relaxed setting, and of course to give ourselves a full day with them. And you often see that people's walls, their guards come down, and you can have those serious chats where it feels like maybe people aren't watching or listening, you know?
You make a good point, because developing big business is not just about the business itself, it's about the relationship, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, I tell my team, I believe it myself, and so does everyone at Fenix, that, you know, our customers come first, and we've only got that far by focusing on the relationship aspect of it. You know, ultimately, at a time where tough conversations might have to happen, you know, someone does something wrong, whether it be internally or externally, you often find that those are a lot easier to digest when you've got a really solid relationship with the clients, and it brings that human nature into it, doesn't it? You know, we've all got to go out and earn a living and fulfill our roles for our businesses, but who says you can't have fun doing it?
Absolutely. Now, you've got 15, is it 15 people coming today?
15 people, yeah.
Wow, they're going to have a great day, because they're going to be in the warm to start with, watching you at Redgate Corner, which is good. Now, I'm sure you caught up with qualifying yesterday. That was some session, wasn't it, the new format?
It's a very interesting format. I am a big fan. I think it's going to spice things up massively this year. You know, what we saw last year was a very dominant Ash Sutton and Napa Racing. Whereas this year, I think with the new formats and also the changes to the hybrids and, you know, world champions coming back in Rob Hough, you know, it'll be a very, very exciting season.
Absolutely. It was an interesting session yesterday. So let's have a listen to what Ronan Pearson from Accelerate said after the qualifying. He made it into the final shootout. Ronan, the first of the new formats over and done with a huge smile on your face. Yeah. You got through to the final shootout. Not a bad day's work.
Absolutely not a bad day's work. Spoke to you earlier on and we had the worst possible start to Saturday morning, to be honest, on the back foot, lost a session, and then that's what you can do, you know, when the team all come together. And yeah, all winter we've been really positive, we knew what we could produce and we have done. Yeah, there was still more in that, I feel, if I'm honest, but with the limited time we've had, just absolutely delighted to make this start.
It's a long old qualifying session if you're getting through to the final part, isn't it?
It really is. I'm absolutely desperate for a pee right now. call that a victim of
too much sharing.
A victim of your own success, because you're in the car for that long needing a wee. But yeah, I just had to make the call early on to go on the wets in session one. It really paid off. Dry pace has never been in question. So
yeah. A consistent drive for you through each of those sessions as well, which you must be delighted with.
Yeah, absolutely. To be P5 in Q2 and then not be any lower, i.e. P6, yeah, back that up with another P5 is mega. All I wanted to do was improve my own lap time in the quick six shootout, and yeah, that's what we did by another couple tenths. So absolutely buzzing.
Very mixed conditions during that session as well, which made it touch and go for all the drivers.
Yeah, it really did. It's starting to rain again now. I think we got lucky, but yeah, we seem to thrive in these conditions when it's all changeable like that. We all played a game really well, tactic game at the end of the day, and yeah, it paid off there.
Really good session, well done.
Thank you.
Really good to see Ronan coming back this season so strong. I spotted him with a glint in his eye last season as being a talent to watch, and he did well to get into P5, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I think he could be a good contender for the year to come. You know, in the opening weekend to put it on in fifth, put it on P5 in challenging conditions, yeah. Let's just say, it is really impressive. You know, so I think we'll all have our eyes on Ronan this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm not going to ask you yet about your predictions for the season. Let's get the first weekend out of the way. Weather here, anything could happen. But as we look over Redgate Corner, the hardcore fans are over there in their little tents and everything, isn't it? I mean, it is just such a big draw, this championship. And I know Fenix are really proud to be supporting it again.
Oh, we're hugely proud to be, you know, supporting the BTCC and helping to push things along. At the same time as also developing our business and our relationship. You know, so the two have married up really nice. You know, you can see the hardcore fans on the hill over there, me and you huddled under an umbrella. You know, it's just a wonderful weekend, isn't it?
I've done it in the past. I've been a fan and under the rain. I'm too old for that now. Yeah. I go rusty. Jacob, really good to see you. We're going to catch up throughout the season, but enjoy a damp weekend here at Donington Park.
Thank you, Steve. Look forward to it. Bye bye.